In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Oh, stay tropical, everyone. We're on an island.
Jaunty.
What's going on, Steve?
Well, if you'll refer to the segment last week in our quick little recap.
Oh, wicked. We're kind of like doing a real blank TV.
Last week on Flicks and That, I was sitting here fresh off seeing Spiral from the Book of Saw and contractually prohibited from saying anything about my experience.
It's lapsed now?
It has lapsed, yes.
Wait, the Saw thing? I saw the preview for that and that's enough for me.
Yeah. Garbage is the French review of this film.
I thought John like stabbed you with a bit of bamboo or something.
Garbage! you know, I might have given the game away a little bit too much on air, but if you've signed a piece of paper saying you're not allowed to talk about a film, odds are someone knows that piece, that particular film is not going to be talked about.
But it might be to a certain amount of people, in which case BFM probably slips under the radar. So.
Well, anyway, this movie is not good.
it's the biggest budget Saw yet.
$20 million.
Wait, I thought we talked about it.
We talked about it.
That was enough for me. I already nailed it.
I talked around an opinion, but what I can say is that the opinion is not good.
Okay.
I feel like you broke the contract big time last week.
Nah. I danced on the head of that pin very delicately.
All the podcasts are available, of course, if people want to go back and
listen. Yeah. Check it out, lawyers. Go for it.
We need the publicity, right?
Chris Rock, unlike most comedians who... comedians doing drama are often good because... You know, the craft isn't that different. The comedians are often in touch with sadness. That can be quite a good tool for an actor.
Mm-hmm. He's a movie star.
Chris Rock's.
He's a movie star. Really?
Movie.
What is he trying to be? Is he trying to be a cop?
He is a cop, yep. And we're first introduced to Mr. Rock after the first killing of the film, which is the prologue. So about 4 or 5 minutes in, we're introduced to Mr. Rock, and he is in a hotel room with a bunch of crims. He's about to do a bad thing. It's okay. He's a cop. He's undercover, but he's doing like maybe a 4 minute monologue about Forrest Gump that is
great movie.
Mostly like stand up comedy, but also a little bit like when Quentin Tarantino used to get paid to punch up Hollywood blockbusters with someone chatting about something pop culture.
What they don't like.
It's not good. Anyway, he can't. He's not good in this movie.
I'll stop myself there.
Anyway, moving right along. Right. Hey, so it's...
Let me guess, though. Basically, the person killing the people starts trying to kill him.
Is that the person that's killing the people, commendably, let's give them a big pat on the back because they are...
Let's ruin it, though, as well.
...sadistically murdering police officers from a corrupt...
Oh, that'll hit.
From a corrupt police department.
Yeah, perfect. Chuck it.
So it's okay. It's not indiscriminate... killing of police, it's killing grubby, corrupt police in ways that are 18 gruesome, but are also somehow not scary, if that makes sense. Just dumb.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, don't say that. What you should consider watching, in celebration of New Zealand Music Month, I thought I'd talk about movies from Australia.
Oh!
It's close enough, right?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
A ton of Australian movies have just landed on Netflix. I'm not sure what's happened. Maybe Netflix has paid to open the Australian film vaults or something. But there are a ton of Aussie films, predominantly from the 90s, that have turned up.
What's good in the 90s from Australia?
Well, Cam, I'm glad you asked. coming out just before, it's technically an Australian film, although it's populated with non-Australian actors. Dark City is pretty awesome by Alex Proyas. Came out not too long before The Matrix, set in an always dark noir world where these weird beings are messing with and experimenting on humans. It's quite a good watch. Stars Kiefer Sutherland as a bit of a mad scientist.
Okay.
Jennifer Connelly is running around as well.
And that of course,
let's tie it back to New Zealand. Richard O'Brien, aka Riff Raff from Rocky Horror Show, is one of the main said baddies in the film. What's another good one? The Dish. Sam Neill stars.
That's just another thing that John hasn't seen, by the way.
Ah, Well,
I feel like I've seen that Kiefer Sutherland movie some time ago, but a bit rusty on details.
So's the movie at times. It's a bit of a mixed bag, but it's a pretty good watch. The Dish, this is made by the same folks that made The Castle, and while it didn't quite live up to just the iconic status of that particular film, it's still
before
a really
The Castle,
watch. After The Castle.
After, okay.
Star Sam Neill, this is a really kind of gentle comedy set on an astronomical disc, or dish, I should have said.
What? So it's like,
well, it's like a really nice kind of like gentle period comedy drama.
Okay.
Bad Boy Bubby, that's not gentle.
I was going to say that. You know what? That was the only one I could think of. And glad we're at the cat.
If you're into if you're into cat trauma, it is a good movie. But you know,
it's funny how like a movie like that comes out the time and everyone at school talks about it.
Oh man!
Everyone hires it from the video store.
And everyone's disgusted in each other.
Yeah, and then you just kind of think about it like that. Forever.
And then you're like, man, I can do anything kind of thing. Hey, it's real inspirational.
Movies, like real bad boy buzzy, if you ask me.
I can do anything, hey.
What else on this list? Jeffrey Rush playing Tinkling the Ivories and Shine, another Aussie classic. Sirens, Sam Neill again, but
what a
Hugh Grant,
yeah,
bit of bit of nude woman getting painted. We'll just move right along.
Dark City is awesome. Oof. And then like a laughing emoji. I'm not sure what that means. 5395. Please explain your text.
Well, it's kind of good and it's not at the same time. Was how I felt on a rewatch. It's pretty buzzy. It's a big sometimes, and we're not just talking about the astrology here, but sometimes a big swing and a miss is a better film watch than you know, something that's just averagely okay.
All the Mad Maxes available.
They're not all available.
Fury Road has been available on Neon for a while.
Yeah, that's hanging about on Neon.
Didn't you tell me there's a black and white version of that somewhere?
The steel and chrome version. I think that came out on a Blu-ray edition of that film as a reissue. It had some cinema screenings, not here.
Is it good in black and white?
He says it's awesome.
Yeah, it's real good.
That's why I said it.
It's real good in black and white. It's you might think it is a bit silly, but the steel and chrome description is pretty apt because it's not old-timey black and white. They pushed the color balance pretty hard.
There's not that many colors in the movie anyway.
No, you're just taking orange out.
The milk will pop hard out, which is kind of like the lifeblood of the movie. It'll be great.
And it just goes to show how incredibly well made a film Fury Road is. It looks great, and maybe some of the action might even kind of stand up better when you can focus on it a little bit more.
True, it's a bit extra. Two hands, someone's saying.
Yes, two hands is there.
Okay.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Took the word two and the word hands.
Anyone else singing that?
Heath Ledger's crime comedy, bit of a breakout performance. And that's the same year that 10 Things I Hate About You, which is probably his breakout performance.
I've seen that, but I don't think I've seen Two Hands.
Two Hands, it's Heath Ledger, Rose Byrne.
It's pre-breakout, John.
And
you wouldn't know about it.
Brian Brown is a gangster baddie. It's kind of a... almost a pre-Guy Ritchie kind of comedy crime caper type thing. And the final Aussie that I will give any credit to for the whole rest of my Wednesday is Nicole Kidman and her first film, BMX Bandits.
Excuse me?
I saw that was coming
kids
out.
Kids hooning around on BMXs. And
are they goodies or baddies?
Well, the kids are the goodies, and the baddies are grown adults who are made to look like fools
on
by
like
the BMX
mountain bikes?
Bandits.
On like
BMXs?
No, what are the adults riding?
They're mostly on foot and on cars, but occasionally they also, accidentally going down hydro slides. Comical mishaps, but more of an Australian accent.
How does BMX Bandits hold up? Did you rewatch that?
I haven't.
I can tell you
probably
right now.
Probably I might just leave that to my childhood.
Okay.
To be honest,
I had a BMX with a red back tire, and everywhere I'd do a skid, there'd be a little red mark. I'd be like, yeah, I was here doing my red mark skid. Got me in some trouble.
Bandit.
Yep. Didn't care at all. Nicole
Bandit.
Goodman.
So, yeah, there we go. That's the New Zealand Music Month Australian film wrap up.
Sufficiently cooked. Thanks, Steve.
One other New Zealand thing. James and Icy, Florian Harbeck's film. This has been out in cinemas now for a minute. It topped the box office yesterday. People are seeing this film. That's middle of the week is probably quite good for a documentary as opposed to an action movie or horror. But
how often does a New Zealand thing top the box office? Is that quite special? Or?
Well, the weekend passed without it being in the top three.
No Marvel movies inside.
But I just saw one of the people involved in the film post to social media earlier today saying it was the number one film in New Zealand yesterday.
Good
so
for them.
Bloody good on them. It is, if you haven't caught this doco yet, it is bloody charming, and you'll also exit it having a lot of questions about James Cross, the James of the title, who is a very interesting character, and I still have not made my mind up or answered many of the questions
characters
about him that I'll keep to myself on here. Curiouser and curiouser.
Somebody saying they saw BMX Bandits at the movies. Strong brag.
Saying it was good times.
Yeah, we just... Old like me, it's cool.
Bye. See ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.